Imagine a mind where thoughts aren't words but full-color movies, where saying church steeple doesn't evoke a generic concept but triggers a slideshow of specific steeples you've seen throughout your life, appearing in chronological order. This is how Temple Grandin experiences reality. Her groundbreaking memoir reveals a fundamentally different way of processing the world, one where visual thinking isn't just a preference but her primary cognitive language. When designing livestock handling equipment, she can run complete three-dimensional simulations in her mind, testing every component before construction begins. Her mental computer displays images with Star Trek-quality graphics that she can rotate, examine from any angle, and manipulate to solve complex problems. Unlike most people who move from general concepts to specific examples, Grandin's mind works in reverse. Her concept of dog isn't an abstract prototype, but a visual catalog of every specific dog she's ever encountered. When reading, she translates text into mental movies or stores photographic images of pages to be read later, like a teleprompter. Even abstract concepts require concrete visual anchors. Peace becomes a dove. Honesty becomes someone placing their hand on a Bible in court. This visual thinking gives her unique insights, but also creates challenges in a world designed for verbal thinkers. For many autistic people, everyday sensory experiences can be overwhelming or painful. Grandin craved emotional connection but hated being hugged. Touch overwhelmed her like a tidal wave. Hypersensitive skin made shampooing feel like fingers scraping her scalp with thimbles, and scratchy clothes felt like sandpaper on raw nerves. She wears bras inside out to avoid painful stitching and needs time to adapt to seasonal clothing changes. Loud noises caused actual pain, like a dentist's drill hitting a nerve. Balloons popping sounded like explosions, and a hairdryer resembled a jet plane. Scientific testing confirms these processing difficulties. Grandin's ears function like non-directional microphones, picking up all sounds equally, making noisy gatherings overwhelming. In severe cases, senses blend together, with some experiencing sound as color or touch producing sound sensations. Navigating a world where your senses can't be trusted is disorienting. As autistic writer Therese Jolliffe explained, life becomes a confusing, interacting mass of events, people, places, sounds, and sights without clear boundaries. This sensory chaos makes reality itself incomprehensible, explaining why many autistic people rely on routines for order. How do you find comfort when human touch is overwhelming? Grandin's solution came from cattle handling equipment. While observing how firm pressure calmed agitated animals in squeeze chutes, she created her own squeeze machine to calm her nervous system. Studies confirm the therapeutic effects of controlled pressure. Children using squeeze devices for just 5 minutes daily became calmer, showed improved inhibitory control, and performed better on problem-solving tests. Methods include placing children under large pillows, rolling them in heavy gym mats, using weighted vests or snug sleeping bags. Sensory comfort directly connects to emotional development. Grandin discovered that experiencing gentle bodily comfort helps develop feelings of gentleness. As her nervous system learned to tolerate soothing pressure, she became kinder herself. This physical-emotional connection shows that helping children integrate sensory experiences improves both their comfort and emotional regulation. Grandin's experience suggests one can feel empathy without understanding complex emotions. Her emotions are simpler. She understands basic feelings like fear and happiness, but struggles with complex emotional relationships. She has developed profound sensory empathy with animals, feeling calm when cattle are calm and experiencing their pain. This ability has made her extraordinarily effective at designing humane livestock facilities. 1/3 of cattle and hogs in the United States are now handled in facilities she designed. Grandin finds it puzzling when normal people lack empathy, such as executives taking bonuses while workers face pay cuts. Brain imaging shows mirror areas activate when seeing another person hurt, with less activation in people with Asperger syndrome. She believes empathy comes in different types. She needs to visually place herself in another situation, imagining their circumstances in concrete detail. Neurotypical people have emotional empathy, but often lack visual empathy. They can't perceive how others would see something. This challenges our understanding of empathy as a single capacity. What distinguishes struggling autistic individuals from those who thrive? Grandin identifies two critical factors: mentoring and talent development. Her journey was shaped by mentors who recognized her potential beyond her diagnosis. After being expelled from high school, she attended a boarding school where science teacher Mr. Carlock became her pivotal mentor, using her unusual interests as motivators rather than trying to normalize her behavior. Early intervention proved essential. At age 2.5, she entered a nursery school with one-to-one therapy. Teachers balanced intrusion into her world enough to break her daydreaming without triggering tantrums. Her mother hired a governess who kept her engaged in structured activities, teaching manners and safety through consistent repetition. Many successful, undiagnosed individuals with high-functioning autism work across diverse fields, especially as computer programmers. Those on the spectrum often enter careers through backdoors, showing portfolios directly to decision-makers rather than facing traditional interviews. Their success depends on environments that value their unique abilities while accommodating their differences. Grandin's visual thinking offers insights into animal consciousness. Animals likely think in pictures and sensory memories, not words. Scientists who deny animal thinking tend to be verbal thinkers with poor visualization skills, while Grandin's experience confirms animals think, just differently than verbal humans. Brain anatomy supports animal emotions. Human and pig limbic systems are remarkably similar, differing mainly in humans' larger cortex. Identical chemical messenger systems explain why veterinarians use the same medications for animals as for humans with anxiety disorders. Fear dominates both animal behavior and autism. Before taking antidepressants, routine changes triggered intense fear reactions in Grandin. Like cattle resistant to new pastures, autistic people often become anxious with schedule changes, both expressing anti-predator instincts where changes represent potential danger. This suggests many challenging behaviors stem from fear rather than aggression. Genes linked to autism and manic depression may contribute to genius. Parents of autistic children often show high intellectual ability, with two Nobel Prize winners having autistic children. Einstein displayed autistic traits: speaking late, repeating words silently, and struggling socially. Savants outperform neurotypicals by accessing primary brain areas without language interference. Autistic people excel at hidden figure tests by using primary visual systems rather than the frontal cortex. Research shows temporarily impairing neurotypical people's frontal cortex can produce savant-like skills, suggesting this brain region actually inhibits detail perception. Different cognitive styles offer distinct advantages. The verbal, social mind excels at communication, while the autistic mind perceives details others miss. Eliminating genes causing neurological differences might cost us creative brilliance that benefits society, challenging us to view neurodiversity as valuable variation rather than deficit. We all experience reality through dramatically different perceptual filters. Understanding these differences provides both compassion for those who think differently and insights into the many forms of consciousness, each with unique gifts.